This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, welcome to the second hour. The phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight it's Ian and Mark. We started and we really didn't do much more than scratch the surface to talk about this poll that was done by the Boston Globe and Suffolk University. That amongst your typical kind of questions about who are people voting for in this upcoming election, there was a question that was unexpected, and it was about the Free State Project, which is the migration of liberty-loving activists who have been coming here to New Hampshire for roughly two decades now at this point. And it was more of a question about awareness, how many people were aware of the Free State Project, and of those who were aware, how do they feel about it was kind of the question.
Before you go on, how did Chris Sununu do in this poll? Is he going
to
win?
According to the poll, he will be winning.
Okay.
That is the current governor of New Hampshire, for listeners that do not know that name.
Yes.
Why do you care?
I just like him.
Why?
Because
he's a politician. He's a scumbag. He told people they had to wear masks and stuff like that.
I lived through more than a decade of Democratic leadership in the state of New Hampshire. I watched them stop good bill after good bill, and he signed a few, and it makes me happy.
Yeah, but he's also a tyrant. Yeah, I mean, we can give him some credit for signing some things that, you know, weren't terrible, and he has stopped some of the gun, you know, some of the worst gun laws or whatever, so, I mean, to his credit.
So he's already gone through the primary, is that correct?
Yeah.
He sailed
through
the primary. So he is the Republican candidate for governor, correct?
Yeah, he got through the primary with 80%.
So the option, if he loses, is the Democrat, is that correct?
Well, there's also a Libertarian, maybe even two Libertarians in the race for governor.
So the Libertarian vote will be split in half, and therefore the Republican will definitely win. Not that there was really any question that the Republican was going to win anyway, or the Democrat will, right? So your real choice is voting for a Republican or voting for a Democrat. Now I'll vote for the Republican.
That's a false choice. That's the third. What do they call that? I forget what the term for that is. But you know, if you actually believe in liberty, you should vote for the Libertarian. And in fact, there's going to be a lot of people.
I didn't say that you shouldn't vote for them. I said that they were going to win. Right? Like, I don't get to vote in the New Hampshire election, but I can still root for whom I wish. In fact,
sure,
I could live here.
The guy's still a tyrant.
I could vote for the Libertarian, which I would. Because I understand mathematics, but I can still root for Chris Sununu to win.
He may still be the lesser tyrant, Mark, compared to the other tyrant that's running, but I will take
the tyrant that gives me two lashes.
He's not
to
a
the
cool
tyrant
guy.
That gives me four lashes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but he's not a cool guy. He had people arrested outside of his house for having a peaceful candlelight vigil.
And I know how much that bothers you.
That doesn't bother you?
Not particularly.
Peaceful people with candles. They didn't even have a chance to get the candles out before the goon squad descended upon them.
I know how the state works. The state's an organization of violence. If you go and dance in front of its jaws, expect problems.
This is a reason why you should leave New Hampshire, Mark, because you don't appreciate good activism. You don't stand up for good activists who are doing the right thing. And you actually say the guy who arrests these people, including seven people who were at a meeting peacefully, where he was having a meeting to accept $27 million in federal funds to pimp COVID vaccines here in New Hampshire. He had people that, I don't know if you know them, but some of us know them, arrested for doing absolutely nothing.
What do you mean absolutely nothing?
They were sitting quietly in the audience.
With signs?
And they were arrested. No, not even with signs.
Then why were they arrested?
He wanted them to be taken out. He wanted them targeted. And they were. They had so many cops there that they'd actually not barred off, but they'd had like a curtain
in the back
of the
room. It sounds to me like somebody's got a lawsuit that's going to work out very well in their favor.
I certainly hope so. They had a curtain in the back of the room that divided this large meeting room in roughly half, and then behind the curtain was an empty area. They were literally expecting to arrest dozens and dozens of people at this meeting where a couple hundred people attended to oppose, by the way, the acceptance of these funds. And Sununu had this planned out. He had a ton of cops on hand just to pull this thing off. They're called the New Hampshire Nine, and there's actually, I believe, a court trial.
How many are left?
They're all nine still facing charges in this particular case.
Brave people.
Yeah. So, look, I know you don't appreciate that kind of activism, Mark. You just think people should bend over and take it whenever the state's dealing it out. But I appreciate people who stand up.
I think that I would rather have the tyrant that gives two lashes than the tyrant that gives four.
Okay.
I lived under
Why don't
Democratic...
you not call the tyrant a cool guy? Because he's
did
not
I
a cool,
say cool guy.
I think you did say something like that earlier.
I think I said yes.
Yeah, and then you said something like, he's a cool guy, or something like that.
I don't
remember exactly what the words were, but, you know, you acted like he was your buddy, and he's arresting your friends.
I have never spoken to him.
He's a he's a scumbag. He's a politician. He does what, interests him. He's apparently got money that he's, there's alleged money laundering going on with this guy through the Gunstock Mountain camping area, which is run by the state, and is sloughing money into this guy's campaign coffers, apparently. And our friend Mike Sylvia, who's a listener of this show and an A-plus rated state representative, uncovered that information. This guy who you like so much called for Mike Sylvia to lose the election. He called him by name in a press release saying that Mike Sylvia should lose the election because of what happened at Gunstock, and I presume also because of the secession bill as well. And you know what? Mike lost in the primary.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So this guy who you like is going after people who are your direct supporters.
So what I said and what I believe is that he is the Republican running against the Democrat. If you ask me whether I want the Libertarian to win or not, I do. I don't even know who they are, and I want them to win. But I know they're not going to.
No, they're probably not going to.
And I was just wondering how he was polling against the Democrat.
Gotcha.
And he's beating the Democrat. And that gives me a small amount of joy.
The number here is 603-283-6160. So in this poll, they asked a question about the Free State Project. And as it turns out, most of the people who responded have never heard of it, 51%.
But you say most, but it's barely most. It's about, I think it's about half is the way to describe that.
Yep.
Half of the people in the state and the likely voters in the state of New Hampshire have never heard of the Free State Project.
That's true. These are just likely voters. But when you break it down to the demographics, things get a little more interesting. When it comes to Democrats, it's actually more than half have heard of it. So 49% have not heard of it. 6% of Democrats who responded said they have a favorable opinion of the Free State Project, while 36%...
That's the six Liberty reps that are running as Democrats.
It was only a 500-person survey, Mark, but 36% of Democrats have an unfavorable opinion, and 9% are not sure what they think. Republicans are split a little closer with 14% favorable, 13% unfavorable, 11% don't have an opinion. And then independents are a little closer to the Democrats with 10% favorable, 27% unfavorable, and 19%, much larger chunk, undecided.
Do we know how many Democrats there were versus how many independents there were?
We do, yeah. There were roughly 188 independents, 152 Dems, and 149 okay. Republicans.
Yeah, I was curious because this is one of those things that can go, because I would think that you would be more likely to see 250 independents, 125 Dems, and 125 Republicans in this. But apparently the independents are not quite as highly
represented. The independents here in New Hampshire are the plurality of the voters. They are not the majority of the voters.
Okay.
So there are more independents than there are Democrats, and there are more independents than there are Republicans. But there are not more independents than there are Democrats and Republicans combined. So this seems about right as far as the distribution is concerned. So those are the breakdowns on the parties. The other thing that I thought was interesting here was when you look at the people who've never heard of this, interestingly, more independents have heard of the Free State Project than Republicans or Democrats. It's 44% say they've never heard of it. Those are the independents who say they've never heard of it. 49% of Democrats say they've never heard of it. And 62% of Republicans say they've never heard of the Free State Project.
I'm not surprised with the Republican numbers. Now, you didn't ask me what I thought ahead of time, so I don't want to sound too much like a know-it-all. But you're more likely to hear of your enemies than your friends, right?
Yeah.
The Republicans are more likely to hear
Republicans.
What's that?
And most Free Staters run as Republicans.
Yeah. And you know, you're more likely as a Republican to hear about George Soros' money is controlling this or that, right? And as a Democrat, you're more likely to hear about the Koch money.
Right.
You don't hear about that as much anymore, but, you know, these things tend to run on party lines.
If you want to weigh in here, your thoughts, 603-283-6160. So, you know, Mark, you're a big skeptic. And does this mean something to you? Do these numbers, are these important numbers? I want to get into that coming up here.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
The number is 603-283-6160. Let's try not to get distracted from that conversation. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can bring up anything you want here. We're digging into some interesting polling numbers, asking people what they think about the Free State Project, specifically asking likely voters in New Hampshire, which, of course, is the destination for the Free State Project and has been for almost two decades now, as thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, activists, hopefully, have migrated here to New Hampshire, some more active than others, but still, we'll take it. If you just care about liberty and you want to live somewhere more free, you ought to probably move to New Hampshire. But if you don't care about liberty, if you want to control other people, if you want to lord power over other people's lives, you should be in places like Texas or California, New York, any other of the 49 states besides New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the place for libertarian activists. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight, although Mark is saying there are some other options internationally that he's been exploring.
I think that Saipan, U.S. Marianas, is a freer place than New Hampshire.
But it wasn't good enough for you. You decided not to stay there.
It's pretty remote, and I like to travel.
So the number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. And by the way, you know, things are getting worse from an economic perspective out there in, and not just the U.S., of course, but that's where we're located. There's a lot of problems. Of course, inflation is continuing as they continue to print out more government money, and that's pushing prices up. Well, one thing that has kept investors safer over the years when it comes to keeping up with inflation is precious metals like gold and silver. And BullionMax.com can help you acquire those things like, gold ounces and silver ounces, and also the brand new gold back, which we're big fans of here on Free Talk Live. You can go to BullionMax.com/FTL. That'll take you right to their gold back information and sales pages. You don't have to talk to a salesperson at BullionMax. You just order direct from BullionMax.com. Your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. The gold backs are incredibly popular, by the way. These things are going fast, and the Wyomings just came out. So, it may be a very limited time before you can't get these things
anymore. I currently have every state that they have out.
Mm-hmm. Do you get the Wyomings?
In every denomination except for the Wyomings, and I'm going to have to get those.
They're gorgeous. Ask the captain. He's got a set of them already. Mm-hmm. But you can go to bullionmax.com/FTL. What are the gold backs? They're beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can actually carry in your wallet. So these are for people who don't just want to stack gold. If you want to stack gold, get some ounces, put them in a safe, bury them, whatever it is.
BullionMax will help you with that, too.
They sure will. And, in fact, I was just looking the other day. I was just curious, what's their ounce price? It's like roughly $100 over spot. And for an ounce, that seems to be more than fair, from what I understand. A lot of places you might be paying $200 over spot. But, go, and your mileage may vary, obviously, because prices change all the time. But go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Gold backs are for people that actually want to use gold. You want to use it to buy things, buy and sell, use it on a daily or, as an occasional basis, tip with them, give them as gifts. They're really useful. Check it out at bullionmax.com/FTL. So one takeaway from this, Mark, that I thought was interesting was they actually did break down in the demographics on this question about the Free State Project, where they asked New Hampshire likely voters whether they've heard of the Free State Project, and if they have heard of it, whether it's a favorable opinion that somebody has or unfavorable. And the overall numbers were 51% had never heard of it, 10% said they were favorable towards it, 26% said unfavorable, which was made up of mostly independents and Democrats, Republicans more favorable than those groups. And then those who have heard of but are not sure how they feel about it, 13%. Again, those are the overall numbers. But when you break down by area, now they didn't separate the West from the North. They kept them together, which is a huge discrepancy. So
they did it by congressional district.
Perhaps.
The congressional district is basically the West and the North.
But they also broke out Hillsborough County, Rockingham County, which are some of this more central and eastern.
So they just
counties.
Took the less populated areas and called them all one thing.
They did West, North, Central, CTRL, Hillsborough, and Rockingham. So they had four different geographical regions.
And Rockingham has what town? And is that where
I think that's the seacoast.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that. There's only 10 counties in New Hampshire, so there's not a whole lot to calculate. But so we were looking at the numbers of people who had never heard of the Free State Project, and the area in which the most people have heard of the Free State Project is the West and the North.
Okay.
Like a significant number more. So 35% had never heard of the Free State Project out here. And so we're talking about 65% who had heard of the Free State Project, compared to in the other areas, 58% never heard in the Central, 55% in Hillsborough, 54% in Rockingham. So relatively similar in the rest of the areas of the state, but a lot more had heard of it out here. So, of course, then the question becomes, well, given that so many more people in this area had heard of it, are there favorable, unfavorable, you know, percentages significantly different? And
I would guess more unfavorable.
Not so much.
No.
There is some more unfavorable, but there's also some more favorable.
My thought was that that you'd see less favorability in the West and more favorability in the North.
That's probably true. But of those who had heard of us, 12% said they were favorable towards the Free State Project, whereas in the other areas it was 7%, 13%, 7%, and 9%. So generally more people were favorable towards it, and also generally more people were unfavorable towards it. So more people were making up their minds. 33% said they were unfavorable, whereas in the other areas it's 24, 23, 23, and 24, 23, and 23. So, but also at the same time, more people were also undecided as well. So 20% here were undecided.
But they've heard about you, so undecided. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that that's, to me, I don't even know how I would answer this if I got the call. You know, mm-hmm. I would probably say favorable. There's good and bad that goes with the Free State Project.
Of course there are.
So
that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. It was like the general takeaways from this. Do you think that...
I think the general takeaway is that 90% of Granite Staters do not have a favorable opinion of the Free State Project, is the first thing that
you should say. Some of them have no opinion because they don't know anything about it.
Right. No opinion. Half of them have no opinion. Half of them are undecided. It's not that they don't know. They've just, you know...
Not half. About 13%.
Yeah,
are undecided.
13% undecided. About 10% have a favorable opinion. About
26%
more than double that. So, yep. 150% more.
Is this the death knell for the Free State Project?
No. The Free Staters aren't going to listen to this. They don't care. And many of them are like you. All publicity is good publicity.
This isn't even getting any news. It's not even included in the Boston Globe.
But this is news about publicity. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what your market penetration is. And right.
Which the Free State Project isn't advertising to people in New Hampshire. It's not trying to reach the people in New Hampshire.
Well, they're not trying to keep it a secret to people in New Hampshire either.
Well, you can't. Not when the Democrats are writing letters to the editor, opinion pieces. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars probably on hate mailers that are going out about the Free State Project. There's a huge push this year, unlike anything I've ever seen, to out Free Staters as Free Staters, to identify them, and to attack them. With various different pieces of media that are being leveled against them. So this is the biggest attack against the Free State Project we've seen, and it's going to be very interesting to see how many people make it through the general election, those who might have been, for instance, endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There's a huge anti-FSP push right now, so we're going to see how it plays out.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden at FEMA headquarters said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis requested, and he has approved, a major disaster declaration for Florida. The president has said the disaster declaration will help Floridians without insurance or enough insurance.
It means the federal government will provide individual assistance of $37,900 for home repairs, another $37,900 for lost property, for everything from automobile to lost wedding rings.
The road to Fort Myers is littered with powerboats, yachts, and jet skis, including by its welcome sign, in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, which smashed into the coastal city Wednesday as a Cat 4 storm, leaving it decimated and unrecognizable. City officials had handed out evacuation orders the day before the storm hit, but some residents stayed, believing the hurricane would hit further north, as forecasters predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your comments on the Free State Project and the new numbers that are coming out here in a poll from the Boston Globe and Suffolk University that are saying that, well, of the people who are aware of the Free State Project, and a slim majority are not aware of it here in New Hampshire, at least among likely voters. Of those who are aware of it, there's not that many that are favorable towards it, and more that are unfavorable towards it. In fact, at least twice as many, more than twice, 2.5 times as many of respondents were unfavorable as compared to favorable. But does that actually mean anything? And my argument on this one is that, I mean, obviously we would love for the numbers to be reversed, because, I mean, who doesn't want to be liked?
Sure.
But people who are trying to change things are inevitably going to find a lot of resistance. There are going to be people who do not appreciate it.
Especially
that.
People who are by definition, the outsider,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Like flatlanders.
There's in-group and out-group dynamics within the human primate, and that's just the way it is. So when you go to a place like the Free Staters have, mm-hmm. and, you know, more or less it's a declaration that, hey, dummies, I'm here to fix your system. Let the applause begin. Let the fanfare begin. Fire up the fireworks. Your savior is here, mm-hmm. right? Like, there's a lot of that kind of goes on, you know? And Free Staters, they're bulls in a china shop, or have been historically. There's certainly some things that can be pointed at. I'm not saying every Free Stater by any stretch. As a matter of fact, 99% of Free Staters are probably, unrecognizable and uninteresting to your average Grand Estater, but that 1% is loud enough. You're in that 1%, Ian. Mm-hmm. Loud enough and interesting enough that, they get a lot of news items.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of people are opinionated.
There appears to be a blog here called New Hampshire Journal, which is centered entirely around getting you thrown to prison.
I haven't seen that.
New Hampshire Journal?
I mean, I've seen their reporting. I don't know if I agree that it's surrounding.
I think that they're riding on your wave in many ways. They know that you're a divisive figure.
Good for them. They should do whatever they can to get some eyes on their articles.
Yep.
If they think it's going to work for them to write about me, then that's great. I actually do interviews with one of the reporters there on a regular basis. So, whatever.
Okay.
I don't care about that. So anyway, back to the question about the Free State Project, because it's not about me. I'm just one of many people who've migrated here, and yes, I am somewhat visible, but there's a lot of other people who are doing a lot more to work inside the system and actually change things. We live in Keene, New Hampshire, where we know we have no chance of winning any elections out here, so we've just been doing things like civil disobedience and Bitcoin-related activism, economic. We've been focusing more on the economic side of things in recent years here in Keene, and have turned Keene to one of the top Bitcoin destinations. So our activism, there's no doubt, has been quite successful. And again, the Free State Project doesn't market itself actively within New Hampshire. So the Free State Project is only interested in recruiting libertarians to migrate to New Hampshire. And look, as you pointed out, Mark, a lot of the people that move here are not Free Staters. They are libertarians who do not want to join the Free State Project. They're not joiners. They don't see any benefit in joining
a group. I don't see any benefit in joining the Free State Project. At this point, the Free State Project has hit its 20,000 number. Yep. And in my opinion, if I was asked, are you a Free Stater or are you not a Free Stater, I would prefer to be able to answer, no, I am not.
Well, didn't you resign?
I have left the Free State Project. I have fulfilled whatever.
I resigned from it at one time. And yep. So if I'm asked that question, then I am telling the truth when I say I'm not. I moved here for the Free State Project, but I'm no longer a official Free Stater.
Well, but that's a volunteering information if you say that you moved here for it. And
yeah,
you're
that's
no
not
longer.
The question they're asking.
The answer to the question, are you a Free Stater, is
right.
No. And I believe I've asked to be removed from the the numbers. But it's been years at this point since I've left the Free State Project.
Right.
Literally sold my house, moved out of the state. So I couldn't tell you precisely, but I know that they don't keep track of the numbers of people who leave. So
yeah, the only question really is, are the activists themselves making an impact? And I think that there's no doubt that the activists are making an impact. Does that upset some people? Of course, it's going to upset some people. The people who are the most upset by it are the ones that love the government. They love big government. They hate the Free Staters. They're on the attack against the Free Staters. And if there's a negative viewpoint about Free Staters out there, I think a lot of it comes from the haters. A lot of the haters,
sure.
They've been here for decades. They've got influence within the system. By the way, a lot of these anti-Free Stater people also moved here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them did.
Yeah, they're all flat.
Yeah.
They tend to be flatlanders.
Hard leftists that came from places like New York and Connecticut and elsewhere, even California in many places,
to change the state, as evidenced by their activity within their political party,
elected
to change the state into whatever their
right.
view is.
There's a bunch of these people, some of the loudest, there's a bunch of state reps on Twitter that complain every single day about Free Staters. It is their thing now to caterwaul about how terrible the Free State Project is, and they're talking about, they come here to do this, and well, so did y'all. Most of these leftist legislators were not born here in New Hampshire. Every single time somebody checks, they weren't born here in New Hampshire. And they're talking about how Free Staters are an invasive
species.
As if
where you're born should matter, but it does. And that's kind of the thing, is that this is the hypocrisy that goes into this. If you're complaining about Free Staters, you're complaining about people who have picked up and moved and gotten involved in the political process. Some of them had to be convinced, by the way. It's not like all of them picked up and moved to be involved in the political process. Many of them had to be convinced to do so. And what's the difference between them and you?
They love the state.
Yeah, right. You know, they're here to protect the teachers' unions. Well, the Free Staters are here to protect the New Hampshire way of life. So yeah. I mean, I can make all the arguments. It's just that I understand humans, right? Like, humans are much more instinct and emotion than they are logic. And speaking logic to a person who's not feeling logical generally doesn't work. Mm-hmm. A la Sam Harris. But, you know, it's just not going to, you know, it's probably not going to have the result that you want to have. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to appeal to that visceral, emotional sure. thing when they, in fact, are the same hypocrite. But the people who sure. are hearing really want to hear this, they don't care, right? Like, welcome to people who want to support me. But what you have to remember, people who want these Democrats to come, is that you know, there's Republicans and Libertarians that want Republicans and Libertarians here. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and the numbers show that at least in 2021, the New Hampshire Republican Party published some numbers that came from the Secretary of State's office. So these are the elections people. These are the people that deal with, you know, who got registered to vote and who died, you know, removing people from the voters' rolls, mm-hmm. things like that. That's the things that those folks deal with. And they ran the numbers as to who in the year 2021 signed up to vote.
Right? Yes.
You know, you can vote in New Hampshire, unlike a lot of states, you can go to the polls on voting day.
You can
sign up to vote right then and vote right then. So how many people over the year of 2021 signed up to vote? Turns out it was mostly Republicans that did. In fact, the number of Republicans signing voters was much larger. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it was like significantly larger than the number of new Democratic registered voters. So it seems like there's a trend towards more red state.
As a critic of the Free State Project, and I will critique it on a regular basis, I believe the Democrats are going to lose. Mm-hmm. That the smart Democrat today moves someplace that they're going to be happier. That may be Vermont.
We're seeing that happen, by the way. There's some of the more visible Democrat influencers, if you will, have left New Hampshire. There was a guy that had a blog called Blue Hampshire at one time.
Blue Hampshire left? Good.
He's gone.
See ya.
I think he moved to Portland. New Oregon.
Yeah, he's going to be happier there.
Yeah,
Portland. It's a perfect place for a lefty like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And there's more to that.
I hope he went to the Chaz and had all his food stolen by the homeless.
Migration. We'll talk about that here because people are migrating in, but also some people are leaving, and there are a lot of people we want to see leave.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Free State Project and a recent poll that was done. I was actually able to dig up even more numbers than I had initially come across about who thinks the Free State Project is a good idea versus not. But in my opinion, ultimately, while this poll is interesting, it is not going to stop the migration. It is not.
I don't think it will either. And I'm
down.
Counted among the biggest critics of the Free State Project.
Yeah. If, by the way, you want to join us online, don't forget we've got all kinds of features on our website. You can go to freetalklive.com, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. One of the things you can do on our website is subscribe via our podcast. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. And you will find the various different links there, including our RSS feed that you can pop into any podcast client out there, whatever it is that you prefer, whether it be on your phone or your desktop or laptop computer, use that feed. Or if you're already on one of those platforms like Spotify or iHeartMedia, those things, we've got links to our show that are already there, so you can just plug us in, however you do that, subscribe via those systems. We got handy links for you there.
And if you use those systems, might I suggest... please leave a review.
Yeah, if that's
this
an option, please
do. Surprisingly effective for us and is really, really great. We've had some internal workings here at Free Talk Live with our podcast that have resulted in our numbers, which were what they call them? What was the highest level? It wasn't elite. It was
I have no idea.
Do you remember what Spotify? When we were talking to them on the phone, they had some term for what the elite level of podcast up there
with
Joe Rogan. Yes, it was. We were the highest level.
It is. We're nowhere near Joe Rogan.
We're nowhere near Joe Rogan, but when you're the top 10 tennis players, one of them can be very, very high.
We're not in the top 10, bro.
I'm not claiming we're in the top 10.
Okay.
I'm claiming
we'd be lucky to be in the top 100.
Whatever this top level of podcast is, and that we had this hit that resulted in sort of getting knocked down some, and I'd like it if we get some more downloads. So please,
yeah, thanks.
Leave a review. make sure you're downloading, that kind of thing.
Feeds.freetalklive.com will take you to that page where you can get some more information and get following us there. So we're just kind of digging apart some of these numbers here, but we were just talking about the overall. I did find some more information here, and it turns out the more educated, quote-unquote, which of course means just the more years you spend in government indoctrination, that you are in New Hampshire, if you're a likely voter, the less favorable you are towards the Free State Project. 40% of college graduates are against the Free State Project. They find it unfavorable. 40% also have never heard of it. 11% found it favorable, and 9% were undecided of college graduates. When you go to master's degree, PhD, so a higher level of college,
it's worse.
No, it's actually not worse. It's 35% that are unfavorable.
I see.
In that particular case, actually a couple more percentage of master's degree people favor it, with 13% there. And when it comes to income, if you have higher income, you might be a little bit more unfavorable towards the Free State Project, according to these numbers. Union people, more unfavorable, with 40% unfavorable compared to 23% that are not union members.
The Democrat types appreciate people using the democratic system as it exists?
No, as it turns out, they really don't.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, and for all the Democrats that talk about immigration as though they care about immigration, they don't want to see Free Staters immigrating.
Yeah, they just want to see Democrats immigrating.
Correct. Correct. So, again, if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. Ultimately, what matters is whether or not the Free Staters are effective, and they are effective. And one of the reasons why you touched on it, Mark, without, I don't think we didn't expand on this, and as you said, you're a critic of the Free State Project, but even you can acknowledge that the Republican Party in New Hampshire is literally dying of old age.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been to the meetings. You've seen it, right?
Sure. I think it's probably true everywhere, but yeah.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. But it is definitely true here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where if somebody walks into that meeting that's under the age of 50, they do all but put on the party hats and start celebrating.
Well, until they realize it's a Free Stater and they don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I get that. But they really are happy when somebody who's under retirement age shows up to one of their meetings, because that's how old these people are. And I've never been to one of the Democrat meetings, but I bet you they're not that different. I certainly was at the protest. They had a protest here that the Cheshire County Democrats put together. This was specifically an anti-Free State Project protest that they put together with 30 people, at least that I counted, attending. And almost every one of them was probably over the age of 60. There were two younger guys that were straight out of the Communist Party that were there.
Yeah.
And that was it. Everybody else was white hair, elderly folks. So the political parties here in New Hampshire are aging, and that is a weakness for them. So what you're going to start seeing happen, if it hasn't already started, is Free Staters are going to be infiltrating the Democratic Party as well. We're starting to get to the point where there's enough Free Staters moving here into New Hampshire. The Republicans have been pretty infiltrated at this point, and they know it. They know that there's Free Staters
everywhere.
Yeah,
they're not. I mean, at this point, they've made peace with it.
Some have. They kind of tried to push us out here in Cheshire County in the Keene area a couple of years ago, right before the raid happened. Actually, they pushed everybody out of the Keene party.
Okay.
And so, but for the most part, they understand that they have to deal with it. And one of the reasons why is if you run as a Republican candidate and you're not a Free Stater, then you better hope to get their support. Because there's a significant number of Free Staters within the Republican Party, and they're going to work either for you or they're going to work against you.
Right. They're the activists, and activists have their value. I've seen it time and again. The Republicans grumble under their breath about the Free Staters, and then it's like, oh, well, we got to get this thing done. Call the Free Staters.
Yeah, because they don't want the Democrat to win.
Right. Right?
So there's some real political influence. And, of course, the Free Staters, many of them have been elected. There's a few dozen of them in the state house right now. And Mark, as critical as you are of the political process, and I am too, it's slow, it's expensive, it's stupid. You heard me talking off the air about how I don't like to donate to politics. I think it's a waste of money, honestly. But I can't deny the fact that they've gotten people elected, and right. I can't deny the fact that many of them are A and A-plus rated
state reps.
It feels
like with your money, you don't get what you paid for.
No, you never do.
But the evidence is, like in Washington, D.C., that it's something like it's 10% less to work within the – excuse me, it's a tenth as much or thereabouts as far as number. tenth as much to work within the political process as is to work within the media process convincing people of things. Mm-hmm. So if you were trying to go against climate change, rather than convincing somebody of that sort of thing, you know, just working, giving money to politicians and
politicians.
Lobbying, that works. Now, I don't think that works as well in New Hampshire because lobbyists just aren't as effective here.
Well, there's 400 state reps, so you'd have to buy a hell of a lot more people if that's what you were going to try to do.
And they're also,
you do.
They're also you know, not the lawyer industrial complex here.
Correct.
They get paid $100.
They're basically volunteers. They're glorified volunteers that get a gas stipend, essentially, and that's about it. So there's no doubt that the Free State Project has been successful electorally. There's no one in the Free State Project who believes the Free State Project is in charge of anything in the State House. But the Democrats sure want you to think that's the case. Mm. Their propaganda that they've been pushing out there over the last few months in this election season has been alleging that the Free State Project controls the Republican Party, that the Free State Project essentially controls the State House. I mean, there's all kinds of just ridiculous statements these people are making. There's no doubt that the Free State Project has been successful. I mean, the House Majority Leader is a migrant. He is Jason Osborne, who is a former sponsor here on Free Talk Live. He's a Free State Project early mover. So, I mean, there have been some successes. A lot of the Free Staters that are in the State House, some of them are heads of committees. Right? So they've moved into influential roles within the Republican Party and within the State House. And that you can't take that away from them, but they're still not the majority. I mean, Free Staters are maybe 40 out of 400, maybe 10%. Now, that is enough
that's
to swing
Free Staters,
vote.
But there are people that I think in the same article that I read, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, A and B rated reps.
Well, that's most of the Republicans at that point.
Right. And I think it was at...
But they're not libertarians.
100? Of
yes,
the 400?
Most of the Republicans are A and B rated, absolutely. But that doesn't mean that
I don't know if it was most, but okay.
B rated does not mean you're a libertarian. It just means you vote more often than you don't with the libertarians.
Well, so, I mean, I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take it too, but I'm not going to call them libertarians. I'm not going to call them Free Staters.
We have, my prediction in the last minute here. My prediction is the Free State Project, or you know, libertarians in New Hampshire, let's use that terminology, will be successful in rolling back the state to some extent. And that rolling back will do the things that we say that does. That means increasing longevity, increasing happiness, increasing prosperity. That the people across the borders in Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts will see these things, want these things for themselves, move in and continue voting the way that they always did, and then undermine in the next generation everything that we did.
The evidence is against what you're saying. And there's more coming up here. I'll explain it on the way, and you can join the show as well. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.